We've just seen a bit of a sensation. Great Britain have become just the third country in the history of team pursuiting to duck under 4 minutes. They've ridden a time of 3:59.87. Twice it's been done by Australia, once by Germany when they won the gold medal 4 years ago in Sydney. And now the Australians are on track in the front straight. They're going to ride against Lithuania, and I dare say that by about 3 laps remaining in this race, the Australians will overtake the Lithuanians. Australia has made 2 changes from this morning's qualifying. Steve Wooldridge and Peter Dawson are being rested. Last night's silver medalist in the individual pursuit, Brad McGee, is coming in, along with the man who placed 5th in the individual pursuit, Luke Roberts. And they're riding against a Lithuanian quartet of Linus Basiulionis, Ignas Konovalovas, Thomas Vatkas and Ramondas Vilsinskas in the back straight. But the Australians here, if they get anywhere near their time this morning of 4:06, they will qualify for the gold medal ride tomorrow night against Great Britain. Can they go under 4 minutes again themselves? Brown leading off, and it almost looked like a false start, but there is no second gun. And Brown leads the Australians away. Second wheel is Lancaster. Then we go back towards Luke Roberts and Brad McGee, 4th in the train at the moment. The Australians need to get inside the time of Spain of 4:02.37. Each country tonight has sliced about 2 seconds. In fact, the British team have sliced 3.5 off their qualifying time. If Australia does that, they will lower their own world record. The first time that the 4 kilometre team's pursuit saw a sub 4 minute time was Germany's gold medal ride 4 years ago in Sydney. Then the Australians did it to claim a new world record, winning gold in Manchester 2 years ago. And then in Stuttgart at the World Championships last year, they lowered the benchmark to its current point of 3:57.28. At the moment, the Australians just shading Lithuania by almost 0.02 of a second. But early stages, the Aussies will probably be riding to a schedule. We'll get an idea now. They're about to swing through the first kilometre. They need to go through in a time under 1:04, and they have 1:03.7. So they are on track for a sub 4 minute ride. If they do that, they are straight into the gold medal ride against Great Britain tomorrow night. Around they swing into the straight once again. This has been the most dominant team in the last 4 years in team pursuiting. Brett Lancaster is driving the train at the moment down the back straight. You could hardly wedge a cigarette paper between the back wheel of one rider and the front of the next. The Aussies riding here for a place in the gold medal against Great Britain tomorrow night. So far in the individual pursuit, we've qualified 2 riders in the gold medal rides, but they've both been silver in the end. Katie McTeer earlier tonight, beaten by Sarah Ulmer, and last night Bradley Wiggins of Great Britain put Brad McGee into the silver medal spot. Speaking of McGee, he is leading the charge at the moment for Australia. He'll swing out as he goes through turns 3 and 4. He'll peel away towards the back. He does so now. The Australians coming down the front straight. Already they've made significant inroads into Lithuania, who trail by over 1.5 seconds. The Aussies may well overtake them here. Seven laps remaining. Next time Australia swing round, and Lithuania in big problems. They've fractured already and have lost a rider. So they're down to 3. Australia go through with 7 laps to go. They are on track at last time check to become another sub 4 minute ride. It's been done once by Great Britain tonight, once by Germany 4 years ago, and twice by Australia. Can this powerful quartet do it again? There was a great touch just before the start of this event when the 2 riders who rode in qualifying, Wooldridge and Dawson, came out and wheeled their teammates up to the track. Australia come round now with 5 laps remaining. Lithuania are dead and buried. They're down to 3 riders and they're already down by about, well, the split time's gone, but they're down by about 4.5 seconds at the moment. Now, the next time check for Australia this time around, they need to be under 3:03. They go through in 2:58. They are almost on track here for a world record. Australia building up down the back straight. They're going to reel Lithuania in, and this could be a problem. Lithuania may hold them up if Australia has to swing too wide to get around them. Through they go now with 2 laps remaining. Australia on track here for a world record. They're coming up towards the back wheel of the 3rd Lithuanian. They've got to come round cleanly round the outside. Through they come now with 2 laps to go. They're still riding as a group of 4. Leading the charge at the moment is Luke Roberts, 5th last night in the individual pursuit. They're 1.5 laps away from home. They need to come through here in a time of around 3:43 to be a chance at the gold, to be a chance at the world record. They come through in 3:50, 3:42.1. This could be a world record ride by the Australians. down the back straight. They're going to be riding for gold tomorrow night. Will they take in a new world record? Up they come. Time taken on the third rider across the line. Through they go. World record. 356.34. Australia has done it again. World record to Australia. Graham Brown, Brett Lancaster, Brad McGee and Luke Roberts have lowered their own benchmark. They have sliced the best part of a full second off their existing world record. 356.342. And that time is 3.5 seconds quicker than Great Britain, who they will ride tomorrow night in the gold medal.